If you've driven on Highway 13 in the Oakland Hills, you may have seen an apparition emerging through the fog at night. You may know that you're seeing the five spires of the Oakland Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. People usually call this the Mormon Temple. And although the public has been welcome to visit the lovely gardens and visitor center, the temple itself has been off limits to all but followers of the church. Well, for another couple of weeks, the public is welcome to visit the temple following a major renovation. Just sign up online. The press had a tour recently, and as part of the tour, I had a few minutes with two of the church's top leaders. Elder Jack Girard is what the church calls a general authority. I asked him whether Mormons feel that they have the only direct line to God.
We have a lot of work ongoing and a great desire to collaborate and work with all faiths, even those who don't have faith. And the reason being is we believe as we truly live the gospel of Jesus Christ, we truly love our fellow men as ourselves, one of the great commandments the Lord Himself gave us. In that process, we've learned to not only collaborate, we work closely with the Catholics, with the Jews, with many others of non-Christian faith as we look around the world and we say, what are the challenges in life? What can we do to assist those? So be they in the Bay Area, be they in India, be they in Europe, South Pacific, wherever, we are very anxious to work together with all faiths and believe that together the unity that we can generate to bless the Lord's children is what God would have us do.
I asked one more question to Gary Stevenson, one of the Council of 12 who run the church worldwide. What would they tell visitors from the LGBTQI community who came to the church's tours this month and saw that the church only provided weddings to men marrying women?
This is an issue that we see everywhere today. And rather than letting it be a decisive and hurtful issue, we hope that it will not be. As we talk about our doctrine of marriage ordained by God between a man and a woman, we don't want to talk about that without having an open heart, kindness, civility, affording everyone the freedoms that are inalienable to them to be able to pursue and to enjoy. And so we believe that with an approach of human dignity for everyone everywhere, an approach of fairness for all, for everyone everywhere, that allows us to be in the public square together in a cooperative, civil, kind, and compassionate way, we think that's when our loving Heavenly Father is looking down upon us with a smile.
Earlier this month, the Mormon Church came out in opposition to a federal bill that would codify gay rights, saying it would be detrimental to religious freedom. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.